It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now.
Singer, actress, and Broadway phenomenon, Cynthia Erivo. Cynthia moved audiences to tears with her star-making performance in the revival of The Color Purple on Broadway. As Celie, she brought down the house night after night with a heart-stopping performance of I'm Here.
And she's here. Listen, I'm not even going to try to even hum in your presence, okay?
I won't even try to hum. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Whenever I would leave a scene, Color Purple, I saw it so many times, the songs would sort of be inside my spirit. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't let go.
Yeah.
And waking up in the middle of the night to go pee, I would still be singing. Did that happen to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like in the most wonderful way, I was like stuck in a loop of the songs. Like,
yeah.
I used to get asked what my favorite song of the show was.
Yes.
And it would change. Maybe
all the time.
Yeah, it would change all the time. Maybe for a week it would be I'm Here, and then next week it would be Dear God, Sophia, and then next week it would be The Color Purple, and then it would be someone else's song. You know, it would change. But it was like a record that kept going.
We first met, actually, when you were cast as Celie in the revival of The Color Purple on Broadway. And your performance was transcendent.
Thank you.
It changed or resonated deeply with everybody who saw the performance. You know, I love that moment where everybody would just like, they couldn't stay in their seats and they would just rise up and start applauding in the middle of the song. You must have loved that too.
I loved it, but never expected it. So I would be like, every day I would go into it like fresh, slate is clean, whatever happens, happens. And when it would happen, it would be like, okay.
I did it again.
Okay, done it again, good. We did it today.
But how do you not come to expect it when all of a sudden, I would think it would disrupt the performance, you know, in the middle of singing. And then they're like, and if people didn't get up at a certain point, you're like, oh, they're not getting up yet, right?
Well, do you know what? I always found like, if I didn't expect anything from them, if I saw them, saw my audience as new people who, even though some people had seen it many times, if I just thought of them as new people who were coming to this without any idea of what was going to happen, I then didn't have any idea what was going to happen.
Yeah,
and I
that's
just wanted
the way
to sort
be,
of like
to be fully present. Yeah. So you got a Tony, a Grammy, an Emmy for playing Celie on Broadway in The Color Purple. And now there's talk, even like whispers for Harriet. Oh, you're gonna end up with a EGOT. You know that, right?
Okay.
At some point in your life. That's gonna happen.
That would be nice.
Do you believe that you sort of manifested this dream for yourself?
I think so. I think that I have never put any boundaries or limits on myself.
Yeah.
I think I've consistently given myself goals and dreams and gone, okay, that's good. Now what?
I know over lunch you were saying that you run into people all the time who dream too small.
Yeah. Yeah. They do. I think, and it's weird having the conversation with these because I think for many people, dreaming is whimsical.
Yeah.
And it's a faraway, airy-fairy, unearthly thing. But I think it's really grounding, actually. I actually think that to dream, to be very specific about the things that you want in your life, to see them clearly, actually helps to bring them into fruition.
That's why you're writing a children's book about not just dreaming, but to dream specific.
Yes.
That is the thing that people miss. I want to tell y'all, that's the thing that's missing from the dream. Yeah. People just say, oh, I just want a man, or I just wanted this. And you have to be specific about what it is, right?
Yeah, because from experience, maybe you don't have to believe, but I believe whenever I've put out a dream or a want or a need and have not put the detail on it, it comes to me in a really different way. And I'm like, oh, see, now I did ask for this, didn't I? I just didn't put the detail in it.
So yes.
Yeah. And when I dream with the detail, that's what I get.
Well, yes, because Cynthia, I know this for sure, that we are co-creating with the big creator our lives.
Yeah.
And so it comes as you ask.
Yeah.
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 I like that.
You figured that out.
Yeah, I did.
You figured that out. So I read it was important for you to know and to be able to show the world, actually, the story of a real human being becoming a superhero. Mm-hmm. Is that why you chose Harriet?
Harriet opens November 1st. It tells the true story of one of the most iconic women in American history, Harriet Tubman. Known as the Moses of her people, the feature film is the first to tell Harriet's story from runaway slave to one of the most revered abolitionists of her time. Believing she was led by God, Harriet Tubman achieved the impossible, guiding more than 70 slaves to freedom on the Underground Railroad. As Harriet, Cynthia Erivo is stunning.
You chose Harriet, or did Harriet choose you? That's the question.
I think she chose me.
Yeah.
I think that she's too powerful of a person, of a being, of a spirit to have anything forced upon her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she had a hand in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Harriet came about because someone had come to see the Color Purple on Broadway.
Yes. Yeah.
And said, that's Harriet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We sat and we had a meeting and she said, there's the script that I'd like you to have a look at. We think you're really right for this character. And then she said it was Harriet Tubman. I almost fell out of my seat. And then I thought I wanted to make sure that the story was told in the right way, because the thing I knew the moment she said that was that I didn't want to just give the world or the viewers the thing that we've already seen, you know, the picture,
the
that
myth,
we see,
the myth.
I didn't want
that. I think that's so hard, so challenging, and you stepped up and did it, to take something that's been the myth, our superhero, this mythical idea of a woman, and make her real.
Yeah.
How did you start to ground that?
I wanted to find out about her love. I wanted to find out about if there were any details about her personality, the way she was. I knew that she had a bit of a temper from time to time, which I loved because it was different. It was not something, it was almost something that was marring against the image that you see of her, which is usually quite still and stoic. And learning about her marriage between John.
And
she was a young woman who was deeply in love with someone. And I think that that shifts things. You know, when you know that someone was loved and loved back.
Yes.
It means that things come from a different place because that's where it started. And I don't think people know that. I don't think that they know that this woman was in love with a man that she came back to and had her heart broken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the challenges begin. That's where the work began, out of love and heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, we all understand. As women, we definitely understand that. And I wanted people to get that that's what she had those feelings and she felt that way, that she was human.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you ready to unlock your inner greatness? If so, make sure to listen to my podcast, The School of Greatness, hosted by me, Lewis Howes. Join me as I sit down with world-class performers, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders to uncover their secrets to success with new episodes every single week. Whether you're striving for personal growth, business mastery, or simply seeking inspiration, The School of Greatness has something for you, and you can find it on SiriusXM, Pandora, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Subscribe and follow to the show so you never miss an episode and start your journey to greatness today.
What did you do to actually prepare for it, though? I mean, there's a stripping down and then there's an also building up. I mean, because Harriet Tubman, that's our girl. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I knew that I had to get out of the way, get rid of any vanity, because it wasn't useful. I didn't really care what I looked like as long as it looked like her. I did the research. Physically, I was working out and trying, because I really didn't want to be on set figuring out how to do something with my body. I wanted it to be ready already so I didn't have to think about
it. So there's running and climbing and being chased and falling on a horse,
yeah. jumping off a horse, all of it, walking into
carrying
water.
Carrying that rifle around, which looked kind of heavy.
Very heavy.
Yeah.
Very heavy. And, you know, to be physically prepared meant that I could leave the space for my mind and my thoughts. I prayed every day. Mm-hmm. I asked to make the space safe for Harriet to come into because I felt like if she knew the space was safe for her, she could be there, that she could be like a guide. Mm-hmm. Casey and I sat and talked about her voice. You know that voices and music is like, it's my second language.
Yes.
And it's also my way into people, my way into characters, finding out what their rhythm is, where they hold their tension, where they hold their breath. And so talking about that, trying to find out where she would exist vocally was really helpful because it meant that it would change the way she spoke, the rhythm she used. Mm-hmm. That was really helpful. It also informed how I would use my face, looking at pictures of her face, like when did the downturn mouth come from? When did that happen? Because there has to have been happiness at some point as a person who was in love. But then what journey did she take to get to this point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
The process is fascinating, and the preparation is fascinating. Mm. And then you're doing all of this, and of course, you know we were gonna talk about this, then the hateration starts to show up. There's that hateration all over social media. And actually, even preparing for the show, well, my producer said, you should go on and you should read some of the stuff. I don't take the vitriol in, not even for you. Mm-hmm. So I'm aware of the hateration.
Yeah.
And I'm aware that there are people who were really upset that you, a Brit, are playing our beloved Harriet Tubman. Mm-hmm. And what do you want to say about that?
I want to say that I understand where some of it comes from. I understand that there is a lack for us as actors, as women of color, as black actresses.
Yes.
When it comes to playing roles that are full and grounded and have gravitas. But I also want people to know that I worked really hard and that nothing I have ever gotten has come to me without that. And I want people to see it first, you know, see it and then make your judgments is what I say. Give me a chance.
But what about this whole notion of Brits shouldn't be allowed to play Americans and vice versa, which is interesting because when you hear this argument, you know, when Meryl Streep played Margaret Thatcher, when Daniel Day-Lewis played Lincoln, nobody said anything. It's just like, isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yeah.
And there are those of us who believe that the best actor should have the role, period. Mm-hmm. Period.
I think so too. I think that the best actor should have the role. And I think that there is a world in which we can play different people.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't become an actress to play loads of English women.
Yes.
I became an actress to play really wonderful characters. Some of those characters might be South African, some of them might be American, some of them might be Scandinavian, if I get the chance. Like, it, to me, it's about whether or not I can truthfully tell the story fully. And if that is what I can do, then that's why I'm playing the role.
I read that you've struggled both physically and emotionally trying to stay in character. What was that like?
Tough.
Because, you know, there are some actors like Daniel Day-Lewis when I spoke to him, when he was playing Lincoln, mm-hmm. he was Lincoln, he was there, and even Spielberg had everybody, including the crew, yeah. dressing in period so that wherever he looked, it felt like
yeah.
you were in that world.
Yeah.
You chose not to be in that world
yeah.
all the time,
yeah.
in her space,
yeah.
or her in your space.
Yeah.
Why?
A couple of reasons. I think that for me, it was important to be able to leave her alone for a second and find the light
mm-hmm.
and find yourself again, recenter.
Yeah.
And also because I believe that as number one on the set, I don't want to disappear from everyone because I still want to be accessible to everyone who's on set.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to be there for people.
Yeah, number one on set means you're the first person
yeah.
who's called, you have the most lines, you're the
yeah.
person who everything else is revolving
yeah.
around. Yeah,
because I think that's as important as playing the character,
mm-hmm.
genuinely. You know, I really believe that if I stayed in her the entire time, I couldn't have experienced being with everybody else. And I think being with everyone else and speaking to everybody else helped to inform how I played her. It
mm-hmm.
meant that I felt comfortable enough to know that I was safe with the people I was around to give her the right body to be in, I
yeah.
guess. And it's tough as well. Like,
yeah.
physically, it's tough. It just hurts
yeah.
to be in for that amount of time. Like, it just does.
Yeah, because you're carrying the weight
yeah.
of all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you learn about her, Harriet Tubman?
Yeah.
And also, what did she teach you about yourself?
About her, a few things. I learned that this is a woman that was underestimated
yeah.
consistently. And against all that, managed to change the world.
Yeah. I think that's a beautiful learning. That's a beautiful learning for you because throughout a lot of my life,
yeah.
before the show took off, I was always underestimated. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, for many years afterwards. And it's the most wonderful
yeah.
thing. It's the most wonderful thing
yeah.
when people underestimate you. So anybody out there where people are underestimating you, oh, take it, revel in it. You know why? Because you get to surprise them
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get to blow them out. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it helped me notice a pattern in my life as well, because I think I have often been underestimated
mm-hmm.
And often surprised people
mm-hmm.
because of it, which is a fun thing to be a part of.
Yes.
For sure. But she taught me that I am far stronger than I think I am, both physically and mentally.
Yes.
That I have the capacity to tell some of the hardest stories, but still keep my humanity and still be a lover and a fighter at the same time. I think that she gave me a great appreciation for the women that I have been surrounded by who have put the work in to be where they are and have
yeah.
put me where I am.
And you can understand that whether your ancestors were slaves
mm-hmm.
or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What it did for me as a descendant of slaves, though, is just I can't imagine walking 100 miles, not even knowing where I was going. I can't imagine the trauma of
mm-hmm.
all of that, and you're out there by yourself. I can't imagine.
A friend made a joke. He said she didn't have any Nikes. There were no Nikes on
there
her
were
feet.
No Nikes.
There's
not. There's nothing.
There's nothing.
Yeah. You're just following the North Star, and there isn't like a path that says
no.
this way north.
No.
Yeah. It astounds me. Every time I see any kind of story about slavery, or am reminded of where we've come from, it
mm-hmm.
just it gives me such strength and mm-hmm. fortitude. Did it do the same for you?
Yeah, it's the discovery of the strength of human spirit and will
mm-hmm.
where the impossible becomes possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sort of like, so if this person could do this on her own with no help.
Yeah.
And she was young. This is
yeah.
the thing we don't realize. She was young.
Yeah. How old was she?
I think she was, when it was happening, 25.
Wow.
I have no excuses.
Yeah. We have no excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you ready to unlock your inner greatness? If so, make sure to listen to my podcast, The School of Greatness, hosted by me, Lewis Howes. Join me as I sit down with world-class performers, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders to uncover their secrets to success with new episodes every single week. Whether you're striving for personal growth, business mastery, or simply seeking inspiration, The School of Greatness has something for you, and you can find it on SiriusXM, Pandora, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Subscribe and follow to the show so you never miss an episode and start your journey to greatness today.
So you want people to experience it, to see it before judging it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is a career like no other. I mean, you must be walking in the light because, you know, just recently we heard you're going to be playing Aretha Franklin. Yeah. Yeah, in an 8-part biopic of National Geographic. Mm-hmm. In their Genius series.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I think Clive saw me, so I did a performance at the Tonys just recently of Can You Feel the Love Tonight? And I think he
saw that.
And I think he saw that video and thought, she might be it. And I had some conversations and...
Oh my gosh. So within a couple of years, you had the weight of Harriet Tubman and now the weight of Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
And that feels like what to you? Is it exciting or is there some fear in there?
It's both.
Uh-huh.
I'm extremely excited because I loved Aretha.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. Like deeply. I cried when she left.
Mm-hmm.
Cried. And I want to tell her story as fully as I possibly can because this woman was incredible. And I'm also scared. I think if there's no fear in something, then it's probably not the thing you need to do.
Yeah.
There has to be some fear, some thrill in it, because then it's not just a simple, easy thing to do.
So does it also, I don't know, is the word, intimidate you or challenge you, the fact that Jennifer Hudson is doing a version, a motion picture? You know, it's like Ta-Nehisi Coates said he had this idea for writing Water Dancer and then had been working on it for 10 years. Mm. And then Colson Whitehead came out with The Underground Railroad. Mm. And there was a part of him in that moment that thought, oh, now there's the slavery book. So what am I going to do? And he says now he is not proud of the fact that he had that thought that there could only be one, you know.
I don't feel intimidated or scared. I'm actually really excited. I'm excited because that means there's more than one telling of her story.
Oh,
and
good.
I think it's how I feel about Harriet as well. I feel like
you're the first one, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there needs to be more.
Yeah.
And I can't compare myself to Jennifer because Jennifer's Jennifer. She's her.
Yeah.
I can only be me.
Yeah.
So I can give you my version, and she can give you her version, and there's two versions to choose from.
Yes.
Glorious.
Glorious.
Why
that
not?
That we get an opportunity to experience both versions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see her version.
I want to see her version. And I want to see your version. Excited.
Yeah.
Excited to do it.
Yeah, very.
So what will the preparation be for that?
I have started already. There's plenty of reading to do. There's plenty of learning to do. I like learning her voice is going to be really fun to learn where the crevices are, where the peaks and valleys are in her voice. She has this wonderful way of hitting huge skyrocketing notes without any effort. You think she's wailing, but she's actually not at all. She's nowhere near wailing. I'm a geek like this.
Yeah.
This is like a joy to learn this kind of thing. And so there's that. There's learning about her emotional life and figuring out where that comes from, listening to her speak, finding out what her cadence is, all of that. Because it fascinates me.
You also did the same. You also did the same thing in Harriet,
yeah.
in using your voice yes. to try to resonate with her in the story. Because yeah. I don't know if many people know this, that Harriet Tubman, as I'm sure others did also, used the voice mm-hmm. and the singing to, mm-hmm. communicate to the slaves.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I wanted to find out where her voice would resonate and where it would match mine to find her singing voice, because it's not a performance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It needs to feel and is communicative.
Yes.
You know? And so Casey and I were like, where would we put it? I knew she wasn't a soprano, because that's what I am, and I was like, that doesn't feel right. Let's put the voice further down, let's make it come from the diaphragm, from the chest, make her an alto, and that's where it felt right.
Yeah, that's how you use your voice to connect with the real Harriet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did that feel when you felt like you got it?
It's a strange and wonderful thing to experience, because I feel like there's nothing more vulnerable than when you sing.
Mm.
And so when you find someone else's voice and get to sing for them, that was eye-opening.
I heard or read that you'd said that this role of Harriet has left a scar on your soul. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
I think working with her on her, learning about her life, learning about the loss that she suffered, learning about the losses that she dealt with, I don't think you can ever really leave that, because your body doesn't know that it's not real.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing about acting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You do it for real.
Yeah.
And so, I get stuck
with it.
It's
in there.
Yeah. It's in there. It hasn't gone anywhere.
In a good way?
Yeah, I think so. It's given me an understanding of who she was and how she lived. I don't know, it feels like she's just always around.
Hmm. She abides with you.
Yeah.
Abides with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I get to talk about her a lot. So it feels like I keep giving her the room, the floor.
Yeah. So what does it feel like to be able to use your self-expression, your voice, your vehicle, all of you, to embody the stories of women of color?
It's a privilege. Because I know that there are so many stories that don't get told. We don't get to see them. And I make I choose specifically because I want to make sure that the stories that we see of ourselves, they're full, rounded, three-dimensional, four-dimensional stories. And I have opened myself to it and given everything of myself to it, because I believe that's what's necessary to tell it fully.
Yeah, and that's why in The Color Purple, when everybody sees you on stage singing I Am Here, it becomes the anthem for all women everywhere. Could you feel that?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Thank you for giving that to us.
Thank you.
Good job. Good job. Good job.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.